December 1st, 1887. Temperate in all things. Ellen G. White. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25. The battle between self-control and selfish indulgence is here clearly set forth. There is a stern, earnest work for us all to do, to decide which shall obtain the mastery. All our habits, tastes, and inclinations should be in accordance with the laws of health and life. By this means, we may secure the very best physical conditions and have mental clearness to discern between the good and the evil. There are many expensive indulgences that are, at the same time, very injurious. They derange the digestive organs and destroy the appetite for simple, wholesome food, and sickness and suffering are the result. With dyspepsia and its attendant evils comes the loss of a sweet disposition. There is irritability, fretfulness, and impatience, often resulting in harsh, unkind words and wrong acts. God is not unwilling that we should enjoy the blessings of life. He has placed in our hands abundant means for the gratification of a natural appetite. In the products of the earth, there is a bountiful variety of food that is both palatable and nutritious, and of these articles we may freely eat. Such a diet will nourish the body and preserve its natural vigor without the use of artificial stimulants and luxuries. Intemperance commences at the table in the use of unhealthful food. After a time, as the digestive organs become weakened, the food does not satisfy the appetite, and there is a craving for more stimulating foods and drinks. These produce an immediate effect and are freely indulged in. Under their influence, the nervous system is excited, and in some cases, for the time being, the intellect seems to be invigorated and the imagination to be more vivid. But there is always a reaction. The nervous system, having been unduly excited, borrows power for present use from its future resources, and all this temporary invigoration of the system is followed by depression. The appetite, educated to crave something stronger, soon calls for tobacco, wines, and liquors. The more the appetite is indulged, the more imperative are its demands, and the more difficult it is to control. The more debilitated the system becomes, and the less able to do without unnatural stimulants, the more the passion for these things increases, until the will is overborne and there seems to be no power to deny the unnatural craving. We are to be temperate in all things. Not only should we be careful to exercise judgment in the selection of proper food, but strict temperance in eating and in drinking is essential to a healthy preservation and vigorous exercise of all the functions of the body. For intemperance in eating, even of healthful food, will have an injurious effect upon the system and will blunt the mental and moral faculties. Mrs. E. G. White.